Well, it's a lot like, you know, when you first arrive, in some aspects, but, you know, Dom's done it before. Like today was our first meeting, so we sat in there, went through defensive terminology, defensive philosophy, talked at length about our personnel, how they fit, different packages that we would possibly create and so forth. So, I mean, it's just start day one, and we'll just build that playbook, you know, day by day.
You're a Pittsburgh guy. You've got a bunch of other Pittsburgh guys here. Is there a reason for that, or is it just complete coincidence, or is it just something that you like about the Pittsburgh philosophy and way of doing things?
Well, I mean, if you're from Pittsburgh, it definitely gives you more points from a personal standpoint, but it's a scheme that we're going to. I mean, it's a starting point of our defensive scheme, but it definitely has the flexibility to utilize our personnel. So, Tom Capers obviously coached at Pittsburgh. Darren Perry played there for him in Pittsburgh, and, you know, Kevin Green also played there for him in Pittsburgh. So, I mean, there's relationships that are more tied to Tom Capers than to my, you know, me being from Pittsburgh. So,
Kevin's job is going to be to coach all the outside linebackers, but isn't his the most important thing that he's got to do is help you mold Aaron Campman into that type of player? Is that fair to say?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Aaron Campman knows how to rush the passer, and a first responsibility for the outside linebacker position in the base personnel is to rush the passer. So, you know, I think you'll see Kevin's impact more on the younger players than you possibly would see with the older players. But Aaron Campman is going to be, you know, an excellent fit for what we're going to try to do as we move forward with this new scheme.
Is it pretty much determined that he's an outside linebacker, though, and not a...
Well, it depends on what personnel we have on the field. I mean, like, when we line up the first base defense, yeah, Aaron will be an outside linebacker.
And that's not a big transition for a guy who's been an end in a 4-3.
Well, I mean, just if you break it down, I mean, have you ever seen Aaron Campman drop in the coverage on a fire zone?
A few times.
Yes, yeah. He has. I mean, it's so. How many times will he be asked to do that? It depends. You know, like what Jason and I started early before you guys all got here. I mean, it's not about lining up in the 3-4. You have to line up in the 3-4 front. I mean, that's not what going to the 3-4 means. Now, there's different types of 3-4 defenses in the league. There's the traditional 3-4, and that's played differently than some of the other teams, what they're doing with a 3-4. So you can get to the over front, you can get to the under front, you can get to all those different types of fronts in the 3-4 defense. So we're going to utilize our players.
Mike, you watch, especially Pittsburgh and throughout the postseason, Baltimore, almost every time the opponent drops back to pass, they're generating a lot of pressure with this defense. How soon do you think you'll get to that point where you can do it every time you want to?
Well, I think that's a pretty general statement. I mean, I think Pittsburgh and Baltimore do an excellent job with their scheme, with their personnel, create pass rush. You know, I said it before my last press conference. I view offensive, defensive football through the quarterback position. I think to be successful on offense, you need to run the football, and you need to protect the quarterback. And that makes the quarterback successful, and that will make your offense successful. And I view it the same way defensively. You need to get after the quarterback, and the best way to get after the quarterback from a defensive perspective is to stop the run first and then put pressure on the quarterback. So the starting point of these schemes, I think, is the best way to get to that.
Mike, kind of hand in hand with that, in this defense, do you have to have like a Kevin Green, Greg Lloyd, James Harrison, Kevin Hardy type of guy?
Well, if you look at Dom's history, he's done it with a number of different body types. You know, we had a depth chart that we put together for our team as a starting point, how you would line guys up in different personnel groups, and he had a personnel depth chart of all the guys he played with, and it's a pretty impressive group of people, and there's just not just one mold for each position.
A couple more questions for Coach.
Mike, what do you think what position is going to have the biggest transition as far as responsibility, terminology, things like that in your defense?
Terminology-wise?
Just responsibilities. I mean, is it going to be the safeties? Are they going to have a big transition?
Well, terminology-wise, I mean, they're learning a new language. So, and I think that's good for everybody. So that touches every player. You know, technique-wise, there's definitely going to be some carryover. There always is. So particularly in sub-fronts, you may look at some of our sub-packages, and you may not think there's a whole lot of difference compared to what we've done in the past.
Mike, when you go to the combine now and leading up to the draft, are you really looking for different body types, different styles of football players, or are you basically looking for the same things you've always looked for?
You know, the Ted's philosophy of personnel, and it's been in place here for a long time. You know, number one, you need to find football players, and it's really the responsibility of the coaching staff to utilize their talents. So whether it's an offensive player, defensive player, that will transfer over to special teams. So, that won't change. Now, ultimately, there's certain measurables and different aspects of the talents you're looking for in each player that they'll apply for your team. You know, do we need more linebackers? Do we need more, you know, corners? Do we need more receivers? I mean, that all plays into it. But the bottom line is that, I mean, the guy's got to be a good football player.
Last question, please. That first press conference, you said conflict was good.
Mm-hmm.
Is change good?
Change creates excitement. You know, change is, I think the Green Bay Packers organization will never lack for energy. It's such a great place to work from a culture standpoint, the passion of all the people that work here. But there's definitely a ton of energy on the third floor right now. Today's exciting. We're finally all back. Everybody's here. Our staff is complete. So, and you can just tell by the response of the players and the people close to the football team, everybody's excited about our new direction.
So change is exciting. It's not a little bit scary, though, too?
Scary?
Well, okay, scary is a bad
change,
word.
Change is part of our business. I mean, it comes in different forms, but we're excited about the new direction of our defense.